Healthy skin provides a barrier between the inside of the body and the outside environment. A rash means some change has affected the skin. Rashes are generally caused by skin irritation, which can have many causes. A rash is generally a minor problem that may go away with home treatment. In some cases, a rash does not go away, or the skin may become so irritated that medical care is needed. In adults and older children, rashes are often caused by contact with a substance that irritates the skin. Rashes of this type are called contact dermatitis. The rash usually starts within 48 hours after contact with the irritating substance. Contact dermatitis may cause mild redness of the skin or a rash of small red bumps. A more severe reaction may cause swelling, redness, and larger blisters. The location of the rash may give you a clue about the cause. Contact dermatitis does not always occur the first time you are in contact to the irritating substance, which is called the allergen. After you have had a reaction to the substance, a rash can occur in response to even very small amounts of the substance. Contact dermatitis is not serious, but it is often very itchy. Common causes of contact dermatitis include poisonous plants, such as poison ivy, oak, or sumac, soaps, detergents, shampoos, perfumes, cosmetics, or lotions, jewelry or fabrics, new tools, toys, appliances, or other objects, and latex. Allergy to natural rubber latex affects people who are exposed to rubber products on a regular basis, especially healthcare workers, rubber industry workers, and people who have had multiple surgeries. Latex allergies can cause a severe reaction. Rashes may occur with viral infections such as herpes zoster, fungal infections such as a yeast infection, bacterial infections such as impetigo, and sexually transmitted diseases, or STDs. Rashes may also occur as a symptom of a more serious disease, such as liver disease, kidney disease, or some types of cancer. Rashes may also appear after exposure to an insect or a parasite, such as the scabies mite. You may develop a rash when you travel to a rural area or go hiking or camping in the woods. A rash may be a sign of a chronic skin problem, such as acne, eczema, psoriasis, or seborrheic dermatitis. Other causes of rash include dry, cold weather, extremely hot weather, which causes heat rash, and emotional stress. Emotions such as frustration or embarrassment may lead to an itchy rash. The need for medical treatment often depends on what other symptoms are present. A rash that occurs with other symptoms, such as shortness of breath or fever, may mean another problem, such as a serious allergic reaction or infection. A very rare and serious type of generalized red rash is toxic epidermal necrolysis, or TEN. This rash may cause the skin to peel away, leaving large areas of tissue that weep or ooze fluid like a severe burn. If this type of rash occurs, you need to see a doctor. TEN may occur after the use of some medicines.
How can you treat rashes at home?
Most rashes will go away without medical treatment. Home treatment can often relieve pain and itching until the rash goes away. If you have come in contact with a substance such as poison ivy, oak, or sumac, immediately wash the area with large amounts of water. After a rash has developed, leave it alone as much as possible. Use soap and water sparingly. Leave the rash exposed to the air whenever possible. Do not scratch the rash. If you have a rash, you should not be in contact with children or pregnant women. Most viral illnesses that cause a rash are contagious, especially if a fever is present. There are many ways you can help relieve itching. Try some of these suggestions. Keep the itchy area cool and moist. Put cloths soaked in ice water on the rash a few times a day. Too much wetting and drying will dry the skin, which can increase itching. Keep cool and stay out of the sun. Heat makes itching worse. Try an oatmeal bath to help relieve itching. Wrap 1 cup of oatmeal in a cotton cloth or sock and boil as you would to cook it. Allow it to cool to room temperature and use it as a sponge while you bathe in cool water without soap. You may also buy a product at the store, such as a vino colloidal oatmeal bath. Avoid scratching as much as possible. Scratching leads to more scratching. Cut nails short or wear cotton gloves at night to prevent scratching. Wear cotton clothing. Do not wear wool and synthetic fabrics next to your skin. Use gentle soap such as Basis, Cetaphil, Dove, or Oil of Olay, and use as little soap as possible. Do not use deodorant soaps. Wash your clothes with a mild soap such as Cheer Free or Ecover, rather than a detergent. Rinse twice to remove all traces of the soap. Do not use strong detergents. Do not let the skin become too dry, which may make itching worse. Take several breaks during the day to do a relaxation exercise, particularly before going to bed if stress appears to cause your itching or make it worse. Sit or lie down and try to clear your mind. Concentrate on relaxing every muscle in your body, starting with your toes and going up to your head. There are medicines for itching you can buy without a prescription. Carefully read and follow all label directions on the medicine bottle or box. Try calamine lotion for a rash caused by contact dermatitis, such as poison ivy or poison oak rashes. For severe itching, apply 1% hydrocortisone cream 4 times a day until the itch is gone. Try an oral antihistamine to help the scratch-itch cycle. Examples include chlortrimeton and Benadryl. Oral antihistamines are helpful when itching and discomfort are preventing you from doing normal activities, such as work and sleep. Antihistamines may cause drowsiness. Do not drive or operate any type of equipment if you are taking any of these medicines. Don't give antihistamines to your child unless you've checked with the doctor first. If needed, there are also pain medicines you can buy without a prescription, such as acetaminophen, like Tylenol, ibuprofen, like Advil or Motrin, and aspirin. Do not give aspirin to anyone younger than 20 years of age. It has been linked to Reye syndrome, also known as Ray syndrome, a serious illness. Watch your symptoms during home treatment and call your doctor if you have any of the following: a rash that does not go away or gets worse even with home treatment, symptoms that become so bad that you are very uncomfortable, other symptoms such as a fever, feeling ill, or signs of infection that are severe or become worse, a new rash that lasts longer than 2 weeks, a rash that has been diagnosed but lasts longer than 4 weeks or is not following the expected course, or symptoms that become more severe or happen more often.